The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 149, The Gospel According to Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and you'll find all kinds of wonderful Mayberry items. They've got Joey Fan's book, The Way Back to Mayberry. They've got Jim Clark's book, Mayberry Memories. They've got all kinds of stuff over there, DVDs, music, everything. So drop by over there at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Well, there's the Mayberry Band, and we want to thank them for their support of Two Chairs No Waiting as well for performing for us. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I want to thank you for joining me here in Mayberry again for this episode, episode number 149. Wow, we're almost at 150. Next week, it'll be 150. You like how I can do math and add and everything? Ernest T. taught me that. You know, 25 and 25, 50. So we'll be at 150 next week. So that's great. This week's episode is The Gospel According to Mayberry. Now, back in 1998, two guys named Joey Fan and Brad Grassham, and it's spelled G-R-A-S-H-A-M. I hope I'm saying that right. They started a summer Bible study at their church. Well, you may have heard about it. The Bible study was called, it was a Mayberry Bible study. And Joey and Brad, they were the fellows that started the Mayberry Bible study. And it was at Twickenham Church of Christ in Huntsville, Alabama. And that happens to be where I live. Joey's also a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, which is, again, I'm a member of and I run. So I'd known Joey for a while before he started doing the Bible study. Now, the Bible study, I was invited to it, so I was able to go and visit Joey at least a couple of times during the original run of his Bible study he was doing at his church, and that was great. So now Joey, he went on later. I mean, this was just, it just took everybody by storm when this started. And Joey went on later and wrote the book, Way Back to Mayberry, Lessons from a Simpler Time. And you can get that at weaversdepartmentstore.com. But he wrote that book, and then it was revised and extended back in September of 2010. So there's a really nice copy of that. And I've got the copy of the original, and I'm pretty sure I have the revised version, but I can't seem to put my hands on it today. But Joey, a great guy, and he was as surprised as anybody about the success of the Bible study. Well, just to let you go back, this was back in, again, 1998. And there was articles written about the Bible study that Joey was doing. Joey and Brad were doing there at the Twickenham Church of Christ in Huntsville. And then it got picked up by AP, and it started getting out all over the place. So let me read you this article. It's called The Gospel According to Mayberry, Bible Class Finds Spiritual Lessons in Popular Show. And it's this was originally in the Decatur Daily, Decatur, Alabama, which is a sister city here to Huntsville, right next door. And it was by Melanie B. Smith. It was from July 26th, 1998. It says, Andy as a Messiah figure? Barney and Goober as disciples? Well, maybe they wouldn't go that far, but leaders of a Bible class at Twickenham Church of Christ are doing reruns of some old spiritual and moral lessons using perennial TV favorite, The Andy Griffith Show. Teachers Joey Fan and Brad Grassham of the church believe people long to go to Mayberry, even if their town never actually existed. The town of Mayberry didn't, obviously, ever exist, but people did long to go there, and Joey was right. This is a quote, "There was no Mayberry then, and there isn't now. But you can find instances of Mayberry in our towns and our relationships," said Fan. "The men are longtime fans of the show, the Andy Griffith Show, and its characters. They know each of the approximately 250 shows almost by heart, and now have built a summer Bible series around a dozen of them. I've always thought this would be a good subject for inspirational class, and there are applications for today," Fan said. On Wednesday, they showed an episode called "Rafe Hollister Sings" to teach about prejudice and unconditional love. The plot involves a scruffy farmer who beat out all contestants, including the arrogant Barney Fife, to represent Mayberry in a program, much to the chagrin of the leaders of the town. One memorable line, the farmer Hollister's wife comments on his dressed-up appearance, quote, "You look good enough to get buried," end quote. I love that. During the viewing, participants munched on popcorn and laughed at the interplay between the sheriff and his deputy and nudged each other when Barney tried to sing a cappella. A cappella, a cappella. Yeah, I would sing more, but I don't know more. You know, that's all I know of it. Let's go back to the story. Anyway, they could easily relate because singing in churches of Christ is done a cappella, which means unaccompanied by musical instruments. Yeah, of course, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that. I was just seeing if you did. Anyway, Fan and Gresham, who designed this curriculum together, guided the discussions afterward with handouts. Points included being caught up with ourselves, and there were verses like John 13:35, which is quoted here, says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's how they'll know. The talk switched channels often, going from the show to scripture, from characters on TV to heroes in the Bible. Lori Hall prefaced her point about prejudice existing even in an intimate community by saying, "I've not seen all the Mayberry episodes." The Fan jokingly interrupted, "You haven't?" When they met a few years ago at church, Fan and Gresham learned of each other's attachment to the Andy Griffith Show. Gresham and another teacher had already led a few study sessions based on Mayberry, but the minister of adult education at the church, James Kendrick, wanted more. Kendrick says, "It was natural with these guys. The church tries to be relevant in its Bible teaching, keying on popular culture and tackling hot topics like angels and the millennium," he said. "But this was the first time we tried an entire series with a secular medium and worked moral fibers into it," said Kendricks. The teachers say they wanted their class, called Finding the Way Back to Mayberry, to be relaxing and non-threatening. Sessions have attracted up to 60, including many visitors, and I was one of them. That's not in the story. That's just commentary. Going back to the story, the quote here says, "We didn't want a lot of deep theological discussion. That's what Sunday morning is for," Gresham said. They were doing these on Wednesday nights. He goes on to say, "Some participants are young enough to have only seen the show in reruns, but still appreciate its traditional values." Quote, "It's hard to say without sounding corny, but in a day when we don't get much good TV, it's refreshing," said Jamie Clark, 23, of Madison, Alabama. "The spiritual implications of life in Mayberry came through too," he said. "Since I was raised going to church, I knew from an early age the moral lessons it taught." Justin Campbell, 22, of Huntsville, said the class had been a fun method of applying Christian morals in a way that he could remember. Linda Laird of Madison said that she has seen herself in episodes and learned, quote, "real practical lessons on the way to treat people." The teachers say they're surprised at the interest. People have attended from several counties. Trisha Case, 20, of Decatur, said the concept appeals to her and she plans to attend. I like the shows and they have good messages, she said. Ironically, a few Andy Griffith episodes depict town residents going to church. There's not that many. But here's a quote from Joey where he says, "There are two or three shows there are two or three that show characters in church. The overlying factor is that you never doubt that these characters genuinely care for each other, and that's an admirable Christian value, Fan said. The show's actors would likely appreciate what the class is doing, Fan believes. The values of the show seem to carry over in real life in most cases. Most actors were churchgoers, Fan said. Griffith, for instance, wrote how faith in God helped him through trial in a recent issue of Guidepost magazine, and he has made some popular gospel recordings. Fan has featured the class in a website about the show, and he has gotten mail messages of approval from across the country. And that's all the story. Now, you can find Joey's website if you go to BarneyFife.com. So if you go head over to BarneyFife.com, you'll be able to see his website. Let's see if I can. I'm trying to pull it up here for the folks on the video room, and I can't seem to get it over here. But the site there is called BarneyFive.com. It's Finding the Way Back to Mayberry, and you'll be able to go there and visit and you'll find lessons. You'll find all kinds of stuff if you'd like to go there. You can also drop by over at Weaver's Department Store, and you'll find Joey's book, The Way Back to Mayberry. It's been revised. It's the new version of the book, and it's got a foreword by Goober, George Lindsay. So if you head over and see that, I think you'll enjoy it. Joey is a great guy now, and I hope you guys will enjoy the Bible study if you get to do it. And if you don't, just enjoy the book. Now, I'm telling you about all this stuff because I am about to try to kick off another podcast, and it's going to be called Mayberry Bible Study Podcast. Wow, what a catchy name, you know. So, you know, you can go. Hopefully it'll be working really soon, but it's MayberryBibleStudyPodcast.com, and you can get to what will be the show, the episode location there. Now, we hadn't kicked it off yet, but we're going to be trying to film a preview episode to make sure this will work out like we hope this coming weekend. So if you're listening to this currently, then you should be able to sign up. There'll be links in this week's Two Chairs No Waiting to sign up for a mailing list for that podcast episodes if you'd like to be a part of them. And I'll be able to let you know how to get in touch with me or how to connect in so that you can be a part of the recording of the Bible study. And then, of course, you'll be able to listen to them online later. Now, I realize not everybody who listens to Two Chairs No Waiting is going to be interested in a Mayberry Bible study. But if you are, I definitely want to encourage you to take some time and visit that as well. If you don't, just keep coming here to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm not trying to preach to anybody. I'm definitely not a preacher, but I think it's a good way for people to just take the things you see on the Andy Griffith Show and apply them to your life as a whole. So every time you see an episode, then you'll remember, oh, that's not the way I should behave, the way Barney's behaving, which is 99% of the time it's Barney that's not behaving right. So so I definitely want to encourage you guys, if you'd like to be a part of it, to let me know, to get in touch with me through that, and we'll just continue on through there. Now, we're only going to do 16 episodes. There'll only be 16. My thinking is that we can only do the episodes that are in public domain, because those public domain episodes, I should be able to use the audio from those episodes, and we can listen to it and then discuss the show afterward and relate it to value. So anyway, I realize this is Two Chairs No Waiting, but hopefully you guys won't mind a little bit of a commercial. Plus, you got a little bit of a look back at Joey Fan and how he got started. Because I tell you, the Mayberry Bible Study series, it just was amazing to me how that took off. And it started back in 98. It started off the year, really, and it was just amazing. It got picked up by local TV. Then it got on a national TV. It was on CNN. I mean, it got all over the place that year, and was just a pretty amazing thing how fast the news of that spread around. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. The links to those things are going to be in the website. We've got links there to the Finding the Way Back to Mayberry book at Weaver's. You got a link to the story I just read. It's found at imayberry.com, and you'll be able to get to a link to that to have it, and you can actually read it. If you didn't like the way I read it, you can read it with your own inflections and correct pronunciations where I messed up. You got a link there to barneyfife.com as well. And you'll also have links to the mailing list and to the Bible study podcast site so that you'll be able to get to it later. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's always fun for me to be able to spend some time in Mayberry with all of you guys. And it's fun to look back and see where we were just a few years ago. This was just 1998. And yet it seems sometimes like it was so long ago when we were doing some of these things, but it wasn't. Well, it was pretty long ago. But it's amazing how much things, even from back then, still apply. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message. You can call me at 888-684-8415. Or head over to facebook.com/twochairs. Any of those ways, I would love to hear from you. So you guys, you have a great week, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, folks.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.